Hola amigos, ¿cómo están? Did you have a festive Cinco de Mayo? And by now, most all Americans realize that that's not their 4th of July. But hey, it's a great excuse to have a party. And it also gives me an opportunity to tell you one of the jokes that I tell to the face-to-face class, and you can see what you are missing. You heard about the Titanic, right? But what most people don't know is that Titanic was bringing the first shipment of mayonnaise to the Mexican people after they went to New York. And, of course, they never made it. And so the Mexicans still refer to that tragic event as Cinco de Mayo. I see what see what you're missing? Anyway, it's time to finish up chapters 12 and 13, the stocks and mutual funds, and then the lecture-only information on real estate and other investments. Okay, because exam number 4 is this week. We only have 2 weeks left of instruction, and then the final. And so there are going to be stock calculations, and the formulas will be on the exam, and they're pretty darn straightforward. Make sure you go through the worksheet in Chapter 12 and the commentary and the answer keys. And remember that you can always submit late assignments. There's a penalty that grows over time, but we want you to do them. Why? Not only for your grade, but also because they will help you with your personal financial planning and money management expertise. And remember, you're the investment guru for your friends and family, and you can't let them down, right? So turn in those late assignments. Do the best you can. Don't give up. Never give up. We're almost at the end, dear students. Adios, amoebas. That's a joke. You know, it's supposed to be amigos, but I say adios, amoebas. And then if it's a bunch of women, I say, adios, machacas. And they look at you funny and think, you dumb. Anyway, be awesome, dear students.